We're back on this Friday morning on KID's Morning News, and joining us is Doug Standard. Doug's an Idaho Falls native, but he now lives along the Texas coast. Doug, good to have you with us. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Actually, just enjoying some coffee and watching the river now flowing through my parking lot.
Well, you have family, of course, here in Idaho. I'm sure they've been pretty worried about you and kind of watching what's been happening. How long have you lived in the Houston area?
The Houston area, I've been here for about 3 years. I was in El Paso for grad school for about 4 years. So total about 7 years in Texas now.
Okay, so you've been there for a few years. And maybe tell us, I know the people that contacted us, I mean, she said that you have a boat and you have a really interesting story to tell. So tell the story. What have you been through over the past few days?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, being from the Northwest up in Idaho and Utah for a majority of my earlier life, I grew up camping, fishing, hiking, rock climbing a lot, actually. And just I have all this gear here that I don't really use too much in Houston. And, you know, it's found a use now with all this water coming up.
Hmm.
And when the water started coming up above people's car tires, I decided, well, I should probably get my boat out, charge my battery, because I got a trolling motor attached to it as well.
Yeah.
And I've actually rescued about 30 or 40 people in the last 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Just going back and forth in my parking lot. Went up the street to some of these townhouses that are really badly flooded. Got some people out of there. And yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, the most inspirational thing, or I guess if you could take a silver lining out of all this, it's amazing how many people have come out from all the surrounding states. I met some folks from Arkansas and Tennessee the other day that brought their boats out to come and help people. And that's really, really been inspiring to see these people come and help us.
Well, and kudos to you for using your own resources to help people out. And maybe talk about the rescue. How far did you need to take them to get them, I guess, to higher ground or dry land, to a place where they could find better safety?
Well, yeah, that's funny as well, because if you go to the adjacent street to my apartment complex, it's completely dry right there. So the issue right now is everybody who lives near the bayous, which my apartment's maybe 100 yards the bayou, everybody who's that close to the bayou or to the rivers is still affected by the floods right now. And so you don't have to take them very far to get to dry land. And it's like, yeah, two different worlds between here and there.
And
everything's functioning, and
yeah,
businesses are open up again. It's sort of interesting.
We're talking with the Idaho Falls native, Doug Standard, who's in the Texas Coast region. And it looks like we've just lost his connection. May try to get him back, so stand by. All right, we're back. We were able to get Doug Standard back on the line after being disconnected, and I think most of us can understand why that might be happening right now where Doug is along the Texas coast. I understand, Doug, they have to release water from behind some of the levees, or it's going to breach the levees and everybody gets flooded, and so that's why there's still some areas that are actually seeing the water rise, which you would think at this point it would be receding. Is that right?
That's correct. So the reservoirs right now have reached pretty much 100% capacity, and it's sort of a balancing act. If they don't release the water, then the areas above the reservoirs are going to flood. But if they do release the reservoirs, then we're going to be flooding down here. So you kind of have to balance it and control it the best they can, because if they don't release the water and it's you start to get uncontrolled releases, and they can't predict how much the water is going to rise if that occurs.
Yeah.
So they've actually done a really good job of making sure that the levees are, the integrity of the levees are good, and that the water levels are sort of being balanced on both sides of the reservoir.
So, Doug, one of the things that I've heard talked about, although the death toll did jump overnight up into the mid-30s, I think, but a lot of people have noted, with a storm like this, how low the death toll has been so far. What would you, and we still don't know what we're going to find once the water completely
right.
recedes, but what would you attribute that to?
I would attribute that to Houston's plan of action was to just stay in place, because I wasn't here for Hurricane Rita, but what we learned from Hurricane Rita was when people, the most almost everybody that died from Hurricane Rita was because they were out in their cars and they got flooded, or they died from heat exhaustion. So in this case, if people would have tried to evacuate, I mean, Houston, the greater Houston area is over 6 million people. And if you can't displace 6 million people and expect them to just pick up and move, and where are you going to put 6 million people in the first place?
Right.
So, I mean, despite the fact that the interstates were completely flooded, which would have probably killed a lot of people if they were trying to get out of Houston, you would have had all the chaos involved with putting that many people on the roads. And then also right now, I mean, the temperatures are back up to probably 100 degrees if you include the humidity. And that probably would have killed a lot of people. So I attribute it to what we learned from Rita and just staying in place. I mean, we're completely safe here despite the fact that we're flooded.
Yeah.
But standing in a half foot of water is not going to kill you. But if you're out in your car in some of these currents and some of these highly flooded areas, that will definitely pose a risk to your life.
Any anticipation of when the water in your area and maybe others will be fully receded, assuming that there's good weather for the next few days?
Yeah, assuming that we don't have another hurricane, which I've been seeing some reports of a hurricane sort of brewing up in the Atlantic right now. But if we have good weather for the next week or so, it should come down in a week. But when we can actually start to come back and live in the apartments, I'm not sure. It might be a couple weeks because there's going to be a lot of repair that needs to be done. All the first floor apartments here where I'm at were completely flooded, about a couple inches of water. They're going to have to ask those people to move out and start doing some renovation there. My car is actually in a parking garage across the street, but I can't get it out because the water over there is at least 3 or 4 feet high. So I'm going to be carless at least for a couple weeks.
Be without that for a while. Well, Doug Standard has been our guest this morning. Former Idahoan from Idaho Falls, went down to Texas to get his PhD and has been there for a few years and was able to help rescue a number of people. We sure appreciate the information and your report, and it's good to hear that you're healthy. I'm sure you have a lot of family back in Idaho that's worried about you.
Yeah, been getting a lot of phone calls. I've actually been using social media to keep everybody up to date just so I don't stress my phone out.
Yeah, sure.
Save as much battery as I can. But yeah, it's amazing how social media is sort of, there is a use for that in these situations, keeping people up to date in you know, my situation here.
All right.
But if you don't mind, I'd like to plug one of the fundraisers that's going on here.
You bet.
J.J. Watt actually has a really great fundraiser. He's raised a lot of money so far, and it's going to a great cause. You know, there's a lot of people out there sort of taking advantage of these altruistic people in these situations. But J.J. Watt, you can trust your money with him. He has a fundraiser at youcaring.com. That's youcaring.com/JJ Watt. It's a great place to put your money if you want to help out here.
All right, Doug Standard, thank you very much. We appreciate your time this morning. Good luck to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Neil.